This is the Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.
It's really great to be having a chat with the wonderful ladies from Swiftly Yours. Brenda, you're on to have a chat to us all about the amazing work that you do. Thank you so much for joining me on the Hub on iRadio. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Not at all. Now, can you tell me a little bit about the work you do with Swiftly Yours, if you don't mind? And what is it?
So Swiftly Yours is a content creation company. So we started off first with wedding content creation, and then we've taken that further and put it towards events and corporate events and just businesses in general. But what it is, I suppose, it started off with the wedding content creation, and that's all the behind the scene details going into a wedding day, from the getting ready with the girls to the ceremony to the drinks reception and into the later hours of the night. And the deliverables then on that is returned to you within 24 hours to 48 hours. So that's photos, videos, and edited reels, what they'd be called on social media, that you can either share just amongst your family and friends or to post again on social media. And with that, then we had a lot of companies reaching out to us and asking about doing some content creation for some of their events or book launches, or maybe like in-house business events just to maybe note a big celebration. So the same thing as well with that. You deliver the package within 24 to 48 hours. The companies, they all get raw photos, videos, and edited videos that they can share on their platforms or on LinkedIn to advertise their company and as a desired place to work. And they can use all that footage then again for their marketing purposes going forward then. And they have ownership rights over that then as well.
That's amazing. How did you come up with the idea? Because I know that obviously, you know, there's a lot of influencers around, you know, and obviously they can make a living wage from content creation. But I suppose it's very niche to the type of content creation they do. But obviously, you know, having it as a business and evolving into the space of, you know, events and obviously weddings, which is a huge thing. You know, it's such a great entrepreneurial idea.
Thank you so much. Well, I'm not going to take total credit from it. It actually came from my cousin, Vanessa. So the two of us, we obviously spent a lot of family time together, but we bonded over talking about our work. So I was working in content creation for 4 years prior to Swiftly Yours. And then Vanessa, she had her own personal occupational therapy Instagram page. And we used to talk about each other's videos so much. And she turned around one day and she said, "Have you thought about wedding content creation?" And it all just evolved from there. And it is a thing, I suppose, in this world where every business, once if you start doing a business as a physiotherapist or a stylist, your other job is you're now marketing director as well of your own company, because social media is the way forward of advertising yourself. And a lot of people, if they're looking for recommendations or vendors or just any sort of inspiration, they're going to go to Instagram first or TikTok and or along those lines. So it kind of evolved then into helping out other businesses and being a freelancer to come in and capture that. And then the whole wedding content creation side of it is that whole instant, I want to see my wedding day the next day, or I want to share those little moments with my auntie who lives in Australia. And it's that instant, I need it kind of right now. And it will never, ever replace like photos or videos, but it's just the videographer, photographer, I should say, for the big day, or the real cinematic stuff that you want to advertise your business in its most beautiful light. This is just something that's easy to post immediately, if you get me. And it's perfect in its own way and in its own right for where it should be on social media. And
absolutely,
they can be quirky, and you can bring in all the little TikTok transitions, and those sort of pieces are a little bit more fun in relation then, or comparison then, to the more advertised pieces that you'll see on videos.
That's brilliant. And like, how have you found, you know, platforms? You know, you've obviously used a lot of digital media and platforms to grow your business. Was it difficult to even, you know, choose one, you know, try to get a handle on all of them? Obviously, you had to kind of start off and then watch your business grow once the more content you created for, be it weddings or events or that type of thing.
Yeah, so we took to Instagram first and we just didn't think about it. Starting into the business, we were just like, let's do it. 2 days later, we had our Instagram page up and running.
Amazing.
Didn't think much about it. And we just said we'd start like getting some information out there, getting some photos, videos up. So that's been our main source. And that was our website. That's our portfolio almost as well. So we have found Instagram one of our safest spaces. We then started doing some work on TikTok, and we actually got a lot of work from there, but mainly from Instagram. Facebook is also, there's loads of forums there that you can be a part of. And we're yet to tackle in there, but we've still, even just through word of mouth on Facebook, get some business through there. So there is a lot of content creators who are listed there, and it's a fabulous space to be in. But then with the wedding content creation, there is obviously the likes of Weddings Online, and we've recently actually become part of the Irish Wedding Blog and one of the vendors on her list as well for wedding content creators. So there is loads of spaces that you can be listed in, that will obviously get you out there further. So we're very grateful to be a part of the likes of the Irish Wedding Blog, Sarah Kennedy's page. So it's great.
That's amazing. And if anybody is looking for tips, maybe to get started in the online world, because it can be quite daunting if let's say, I mean, I work in radio, and obviously over the years, we've had to evolve ourselves into content creators because it's not just about what I create on radio. I also need to be able to do videos and, kind of really get online and social media. Have you got any advice for anybody who wants to maybe expand their business? The way you have, I suppose, you've really tapped into a space there that maybe quite a lot of people may not know anything about just yet.
And I'll say that probably the biggest tip that I would give to anyone is just to ask for help. It's really hard to get a handle on social media and everything like that there. So, and you'll always need, like, if you're a sole trader and you're out there doing it on your own, it's impossible to be trying to market yourself alone. So you might just need a friend or a family member just to hold a camera for you and get behind the camera, I suppose, yourself. On social media, people love to see who they're buying from, working with. And it's really great to learn, I suppose, a little bit about the person behind the brand. So put yourself out there. Don't be afraid of it. I know myself and Vanessa were petrified when we first started, but you kind of get used to it. And everybody's in the same boat as well, trying to get themselves up off the ground. And nobody in Ireland, and I don't think anywhere in the world, want to see anybody failing. So leave your embarrassment at the door. There's no space for it here. Everybody wants to support you. So just if you remind yourself of that when you're standing in front of the camera, just know that everybody out there is kind of rooting for you, and they all want you to
Absolutely.
succeed. So ask for help, put yourself out there, and be authentic to yourself and the brand. And then you just can't go wrong, I don't think. And if you are a little bit afraid of putting yourself in front of the camera, make sure that you get as much photos and videos of your product or your brand as you can. And if you need help editing or anything like that, there's so many people out there right now who can help you. And if people wanted to reach out to Swiftly Yours as well, we'd only love to share some advice.
Oh, that's so lovely. Brenda, it's always so great to catch up with you guys. And no doubt in the new year, we'll do lots more as well, because I think, as we were saying a little bit off air, there's lots of people getting engaged. So I'm sure they're going to need lots and lots of advice. But if people want to check out all of your content, maybe check out your resources, take a look at what you guys do, where is the best place to go?
Well, I'm going to stay true to Instagram for ourselves now. So if you wanted to find us, our handle is swiftlyyours_cc. And then you can also email us on swiftlyyourscc@gmail.com. And again, still working on our website. I know the last time I was speaking to you, that was in the development, and we're still there, but that's coming soon.
Ah, super stuff. Well, listen, Brenda, it's been such a pleasure having a chat to you. I wish you a very, very happy Christmas, and no doubt I'll be catching up with Swiftly Yours and you lovely ladies again in the new year.
Thank you so much, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to yourself as well.
The Hub Podcast with Louise Clark.